What is this nonsense? Here, get out of the way, Cecil. I'll take it off. Now.
Hey, Mr. Smith, you better quit. You'll pull Sally's eyebrows off. They're stuck in the plaster of Paris.
Is that plaster of Paris?
Yes, sir.
Did you mix it and put it on Sally's face?
Yes, sir.
And you were trying to break it off by hitting her in the face with a hammer?
Yes, sir.
Are you crazy?
Yes, sir. I mean, no, sir.
Oh, all the tomfoolery. Cecil, I gave you credit for more sense. Sally, are you all right? Can you breathe through the stem of that pipe?
Yes, sir. She's been breathing through it for the last 5 minutes.
I am talking to Sally, Cecil. Did you hear me, my dear? What did you say?
She's saying to get the mask off, please.
I didn't understand her. How do you know what she said?
Well, that's about all she would say, don't you think so, sir?
Give me that hammer. I'll have to get her out of that. Whatever possessed you to do such a thing?
Well, it was Sally's idea.
What are you saying, dear? I can't make it out.
She's saying that it was her idea to make a mask of her face out of that plaster parrot. Ouch! Don't, Sally.
Sally, what are you kicking at Cecil for?
Oh, she wants to talk. Mr. Smith, can't you do something?
I could break your young neck for doing this.
Well, I mean something else, sir. Don't you think you better get Sally out of that first?
I've never seen such brainless idiots as you two sometimes are.
Yes, sir. You can't pull it off. You'll have to break it.
Here, give me that hammer. Now, calm yourself, my dear. I'm going to handle this. Cecil, hold the back of her head.
Yes, sir. What are you going to do?
I'm going to chip off the edge to relieve the tension on the side.
All right, sir. Is this all right?
Yes. Now, here we go. Now, there. There's part of it off.
I think you're going to have to crack it through the middle, sir.
Hold on to this, or I might decide to take a crack at you. The idea of letting Sally talk you into trying a trick like this. All right. Now, there we are. All right, dear. I'm going to see if it will slip from your face now.
See, I told you, sir. It's caught in Sally's eyebrows. That's why she's yelling.
Oh, of all the outrageous things to attempt. Get out from under my feet, Cecil.
Yes, sir. I'm just trying to help.
You could help by not thinking up stunts like this to pull. Oh, no wonder my hair is beginning to fall. Hold on to this. Here, Cecil, here.
Yes, sir, right here.
Now, oh, Sally, my dear, I'm going to have to break this cast in the middle to get it off. It's the only way.
See, I told you so, Mr. Smith. I told you that was the only way. I did.
Will you do what I tell you, Cecil? Did you hear me, Sally? All right. Watch out, Cecil. Do you want to get hit by the hammer, too?
I just wanted to see what you were going to do.
You hold on to the back and brace it so the jolt won't hurt Sally. All right. There, now. Wait just a minute, Sally. Pick up my pipe, Cecil. There. Now, there you are.
Oh, Uncle Thomas, it wasn't my idea. Cecil said I told him to do this, and that isn't so.
You didn't say that.
Oh, my word. The first thing you do when you are freed from that mask is to argue over whose fault it is.
You ought to be glad you got out of it, Sally Smith.
Oh, and to think I might have had to wear that all my life.
Now, here, there's nothing to weep about now. You're all right.
I am not all right. My nose is so sore where you hit it with the hammer.
Oh, it was just a little tap, Sally. Don't be a baby.
Oh, where's the mask? Is it broken?
There it is on the floor, all to pieces.
Oh, why did you break it? Now I can't see what I look like. Oh, dear, can't we put it back together again?
Sally, listen to me. Never mind about that mask. Don't you ever attempt a thing like this again.
Oh, we won't, Mr. Smith. At least I wouldn't.
Oh, and all that trouble for nothing. You had to go and break it all to pieces.
What I'd like to know is where you got the plaster of Paris.
It was yours, Uncle Thomas. It came out in a package for you.
Oh, my word. I didn't order that for myself. It was for Mrs. Mason across the street. She asked me to get some for her.
Oh. Oh, you mean the widow? Well, I thought it was yours, Uncle Thomas, and Cecil didn't think you'd mind if we used it. We were going to make a statue of me and give it to you for a present because we like you. Isn't that right, Cecil?